My name's Dave Meslin. I'm a environmental activist here in Toronto, and I founded the Toronto Cyclists Union in 2008, and it's about to celebrate its one-year anniversary, which is really exciting. The motivation to start the group was really based on examples I witnessed in other cities, such as Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, New York City, cities of a similar size and even smaller than Toronto that had successfully created membership-based advocacy organizations that raised revenue from cyclists and then used that revenue to hire staff to coordinate citywide advocacy and to have a positive and effective presence in the media and at City Hall. And I was really amazed. I did an actual traveling tour where I visited those groups and witnessed what they were doing, and it was really inspiring. In Toronto, we had all the ingredients necessary to create the group, and a few attempts had been made along the years to try and create one, and for various reasons they hadn't gotten off the ground, and I just had a sense that the timing was right and it was worth another shot. So we gave it a shot. We gave it a big shot. And one of the first step I did is I brought together all the different elements that already existed in Toronto. I mean, there was a vibrant cycling advocacy community here. We weren't starting from scratch by any means. But all the groups that existed played a certain role. And if you looked at all the roles, there still remained a gap, the gap of the membership-funded, paid staff advocacy group. So instead of stepping on everyone's toes and bulldozing over the existing groups, the first step was to bring them all together and propose the bike union as a plan, and to convince these groups that not only would the bike union not step on their toes, but would actually benefit their work and would operate in a collaborative manner with the existing groups that Toronto already had. And we got the buy-in from those groups, and everyone's working together now. It's been very successful. Hundreds of people have joined the bike union. The bike union has become a positive voice in the media for cyclists, putting a good face on the movement. And we're actually starting to win battles now. The Jarvis Street vote just a few days ago might not have gone that way without the existence of the bike union. So the strength of the bike union is really comes from cyclists themselves. So if you're listening to this interview and you are a cyclist and you want to make a difference in the city and make the streets safer for you and your family, I would encourage you to visit our website, bikeunion.to, and join the bike union and make sure that your voice is being heard. There's also a new biking magazine in Toronto called Dandy Horse, which I was the publisher of last year, and it's also a valuable tool. It's a great way for you to make sure that you're plugged into the cycling community in Toronto, and that website is dandyhorse.ca.